This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Nearly a year after its launch, a U.S. congressional committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol is holding its first public hearing tonight. The televised hearing, the first in a series scheduled for the rest of the month and later in the summer, follows a wide-ranging investigation into the attack by supporters of former President Donald Trump. Members of the committee have promised to share new information about the unprecedented assault with the public and preview future hearings. Earlier Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden gave a preview of what he believes people can expect from tonight's hearing.
There's a lot of questions, who's responsible, who's involved. I'm not going to make a judgment on that, but I just want to know that, want you to know that we're going to probably be, a lot of Americans are going to be seeing for the first time some of the detail that that occurred.
During a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau earlier Thursday, Biden said those who took part in the riot clearly violated the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. House of Representatives approved on Thursday a so-called red flag bill that would allow families, police, and others to ask federal courts to order the removal of firearms from people believed to be at extreme risk of harming themselves or others. It's the Democratic-controlled chamber's latest response to U.S. mass shootings. It likely stands little chance in the Senate. Republicans criticize the bill as giving the federal government the ability to take a law-abiding person's guns without them having the ability to contest it beforehand. The bill would also create a grant program to encourage states to adopt similar so-called red flag laws and to support the 19 states that have already implemented them. From Washington.